Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Former New Yorker Gloria Cupo now lives in Venice, Florida. She tells 1010 Winds she's boarding up her house, but may stick around.
We got through Ian with a lot of flooding, 8 days of no electricity, fridge, food. We couldn't even drive out of here. This storm, I don't know, it's going neck and neck with how strong Ian was for us and how it affected us.
Yeah, she says a lot of areas north of where she is are still reeling from Hurricane Helene. And on top of that, it's tough to get a flight at this point. The American Red Cross of Greater New York is making preparations to help by gathering supplies to donate and readying volunteers to head south. CEO Doreen Howe.
Some 2,100 Red Crossers are working around the clock, providing safe shelter, food, water, and support to people impacted by Helene and now Milton. And that includes 50 volunteers and staff members from the Greater New York region, including myself.
Get info on how you can assist at redcross.org. We'll be hearing from President Biden later today on the government's preparations for Milton, as well as the continued response to Hurricane Helene. Yesterday, Vice President Harris called Donald Trump, quote, incredibly irresponsible for spreading false information about that response. She also accused Ron DeSantis of playing political games when he claimed that he didn't know that Harris had called him in the aftermath of Helene. Another week, another sweep at City Hall. Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks resigned, as did two aides. Another was fired.
Mohamed Bahi left his role in the mayor's community affairs unit, and Adams accepted the resignation of Winnie Greco, director of Asian affairs. Greco's home was raided by the FBI earlier this year. Now, sources tell 1010 Winds that Rana Abbasova, Adams' longtime advisor since he was Brooklyn Borough president, well, she was fired. She's been on leave since last spring after she was believed to be cooperating with federal investigators, according to multiple reports. She's expected to be a key witness against Adams. Darius Radzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM at City Hall.
If you have had your car stolen recently, you are not alone. Our Glenn Chuck is taking a look at that this morning. And it seems while pockets of North Jersey have seen spikes in recent months, others are seeing significant declines. So how is NYC doing? Let's find out live from Glenn.
Well, here in 1 week in Union County in New Jersey, Susan, they had 29 vehicle thefts again in 7 days. And this man was one of them.
Yeah, I had an Acura TLX, and 4:30, almost 4:30 in the morning, my wife wakes up and she hears the car start, and you know, she thought I was going to work. Not a day I go to work, and she rolled over, saw me, and she's like, "Your car!" And I ran to the window and I saw it driving away.
Now, in fact, the car was recovered in Livingston a few days later, completely stripped and totaled. Now, here in Paramus, I spoke with Police Chief Robert Guidetti. He is saying for 2 years now they've had a major public safety campaign about car theft, reminding residents not to leave the fob in the car, and it appears to be working.
I got to go back to 2022. We had 75 car thefts and 11 attempts. Now in 2024, we're only with 2 attempts and 18 car thefts. So we've drastically dropped it down like 75% over the last 2 years.
And in the city, some new strategies in the Bronx, for example, in the 49th precinct, it is working. Borough-wide in the Bronx in September, car theft dropped 16%. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Paramus.
56 degrees now, clear skies. The humidity is not bad, 66%. The wind's gusting at 4 miles an hour. Later today, it's looking good. Sunshine mixing with a few clouds. It will be cooler. The high 68 degrees. The one-year anniversary of the 10/7 Hamas attacks in Israel put a spotlight on the deep divisions between Israelis and Palestinians, both abroad and here in New York. A crowd gathered for a remembrance ceremony in Central Park, while pro-Palestinian demonstrators converged on a corner of the park less than a mile away. Omer Nutra is the father of one of those still being held hostage.
What gives us hope is the strength of community and the people we meet along the way and the people that care about us, about the hostages, about Israel, about peace. Those people give us hope.
Competing rallies in Washington Square Park.
There were hundreds of Palestinian supporters.
When we call for divestment from weapons companies and from companies with ties to the entity of Israel,
We are standing in solidarity with Palestine.
NYU students held signs saying divest now and Zionism is terrorism. They were joined by Israeli supporters.
We can't stand side by side with people that should be fellow Americans, that should respect our right to free speech, our right to stand there and support our people.
This Jewish NYU student feels threatened.
They united of hate. It's very easy to rile up a crowd with hate. It's not easy to unite a crowd through love.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Washington Square Park.
Well, a unity march is planned for this evening through Crown Heights, where Rabbi Yaakov Berman will lead a group to the Brooklyn Museum.
We're coming together to send a loud and clear message. We stand tall, proud, and unafraid as Jews. We want our voices to be heard clearly. We will not shy away from being Jewish or from protesting against Jew hatred.
The march starts at 6:15 p.m. on Kingston Avenue and Eastern Parkway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.